So, given the fact that in a patient like your patient who has multiple other comorbidities, it may be difficult to really figure out why somebody's having shortness of breath. But globally, considering everything, how often do you have to use corticosteroids following chemoradiation? Let's just put the durvalumab aside. Just in general, baseline, how often do you use it?
The risk of grade 2 or higher pneumonitis after standard concurrent chemoradiation is 15% in our hands. And in most institutions, it's somewhere between 15 and 20% in that range.
And is it higher when you give durvalumab?
Not according to the study. It was numerically higher at grade 2, not even numerically higher at grade 3 and higher. That was 3% for both arms. Grade 2 and higher was numerically a little bit higher in the durvalumab arm. But I don't think we have treated enough patients yet to have our own experience. We just submitted an abstract on our early experience with new durvalumab approach. And in that, we did not see any clear increase in pneumonitis. The numbers are still too small.